Well, he's a great player. He's in his third year, and he's had a lot of success. So their offense is doing a great job this year. They score a lot of points, especially at home. And he's kind of the ringleader. So he does a lot of things that I wish I could do. He's big, fast, shrugs off blockers. And he makes a lot of extended plays. He's a great passer. So I think they've thrown for more yards at this point in the year than any other team in history. So I think it speaks to what they're doing offensively. And it's a big challenge for our defense. So we're going to have to score a lot. I think that's, when you play another great offense, you're going to have to put up a lot of points, similar to our last game. We realize we got a big job too. So you're right. My focus is on the other side of the ball, but you also know you're not going to be able to score 13 points and win the game. It's pretty cool. I mean, it speaks to their work ethic and I think what they've been able to accomplish. They both overcome quite a bit in their career. So it'll be fun to see. We play at 8 o'clock, so I'm sure a lot of guys from our team will be paying attention. I mean, I think I've always tried to work hard on those things. I think I just have a little better understanding how to accomplish that than I have had in the past. So I try to work hard on it this year, and hopefully it'll keep paying off. So you always want to try to do things better, no matter what they are. And I think that's, I always want to be the best I can mechanically. I want to be the best I can, health-wise. I want to be the best I can with my energy and my leadership. So it's just a constant pursuit of trying to be better at every little aspect of the game. And you just can't, stand back there all day and expect everything in pass protection to work out and throw the ball on time. There's a lot of times where you're going to have to be able to really ad-lib, make some plays. And, our guys have adjusted to that and made some great plays out of the pocket. So, we'll probably need to do that again this week. Yeah, he works extremely hard. If there's anything you know about Gronk, he really loves to practice. It's really a great place for all of us to learn on the practice field. So the more you're out there, the better you get. The more consistently you're out there, you'll get better faster. And I think he really pushed himself to get to the point where he's at, because it is a tough injury. And, the one thing about, in my experience with the knee injury, is you just got to keep pushing yourself, because you don't really ever get to a level of comfort, because whenever it feels better, you just push it harder. And, it takes a lot of mental toughness to do that, which in the end is probably good training, to overcome some of those things mentally. And then physically, you have to go out there and be able to do it and perform, at a high level. So, I've been really impressed with, a lot of guys who have come back from injury are dealing with injuries, but certainly what Gronk's been able to do has been huge for our team. He's been a great, catalyst for our offense, and he's a big factor in every game we play. Whether he catches the ball or not, he's a big factor, and I think that speaks to his value to our team. I've been very fortunate to play with both those guys. Adam's one of the greatest kickers of all time, and Steve's, one of the greatest kickers, in the league. So he's had a phenomenal career, and I think they're both very confident players. I think that speaks to what a kicker is all about. And they're always able to just to move on. So, one bad kick doesn't, not that they either have had many bad kicks, but, Adam had missed all year. But, one bad kick doesn't lead to a second bad kick. And there's really never a loss of confidence. Almost like a closer in baseball. You're called in to do a job. You have a lot of confidence you're going to do it. If you miss, you're going to have just the same amount of confidence going out there the next time. So, Steve's done such a great job for us. He made some huge kicks in the last game, made some huge kicks this season, really tough kicks. And we don't really play in very easy conditions, I'd say, for kickers. So the weather is always a big part of the game, especially in the kicking game here. And, to develop that mental toughness, because we practice outside all the time, it's even that much more exceptional what Steve's really been able to accomplish.